What is up, my kitty curios? It's my 34th birthday. Yay me. Anyways, starting this season out, or continuing to the season, with a true story. Everybody knows the story of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it. But I actually have someone here with me that's actually seen it with her own eyes. And she is the only one that, of the three people that actually seen it, that could tell me a detailed encounter that she's had. So without further ado, my loves, here she is.
Hello, everybody. I just introduced myself in my native language. My name is Yvonne Edwards Duran. I'm from the Parrot Clan, and I come from Acoma Pueblo. The story that my daughter was telling you about is something that to this day still puzzles me, and it still scares the heck out of me when I think about it. And it's still like unbelievable, like, for me to say, did it really happen? You know, and of course it did, you know. But there's just like so much stuff that you really can't explain, you know, unless you see it for yourself. So without further ado, this in no way says that they don't exist. This in no way says that what we saw was not real. This happened in 1981 when we went to, going towards Mescalero, up that way. We passed through Pie Town. We went deer hunting. This is the first time I went with my mom, my dad, and my brother, James, and his son, Franklin. Frank was about 10 years old at the time. And he also invited some of his buddies to go with us, and they had their kids with them. So mom and I went to be the camp cooks. So when we got there, it was early in the morning, so the boys said, well, let's go give it a shot. Let's go look around first, you know, find our boundaries and whatnot. So my mom and I got bored. We set up camp and everything. So we got bored, and being my mom, she likes walking around collecting, you know, nature's medicine, as we call it. And we took a walk, and she was telling me all kinds of stories, like from way back when, about certain plants that we can use, you know, for medicinal purposes, like for women's problems, and how to prevent not having kids, those kind of medicines. And the trementina, like from the pine trees, how they used to use that, the sap, for nature's band-aids. And they also used to chew it, and it was like a gum for them, but no flavor, except for you could smell the pine on them. Anyway, we were sitting there talking and looking around, and we had found some rush quills, they call them. Like, it's like a bush that you pick off, you know, you pick up and then you can cut them. And they used to use those for the fireplace, you know, to brush off the soot and the ashes. Anyway, we were sitting there bundling some, and I happened to get up, and I turned around, and in the corner of my eye, I saw someone walking toward us. And it was my brother James. And I said, oh, wow. And I told my mom, I said, they must have got a deer. He came to tell us they got a deer. So we're waiting for him to come and tell us. And he's walking, you know, and all of a sudden he just stops dead in his tracks. And he's looking at us, and I'm looking at him like, what the hell, you know, what's wrong? And I looked at my mom, and she just like, something's wrong. So, and he just walked, and he walked by this big tree, like hidden. You couldn't, you know, he hid by the tree, and then he turns and he's looking at us. He goes, tells me, Vaughn, what is that? What is that? And I'm going, looking like at him, like, what? What are you talking about? And he goes, look, and he's pointing, and then he's like, you know, shushing us with his finger. So I turn around and I see this thing walking toward us. It was like coming up like a little ravine. There was like bushes there. And he walks right in through the bushes. And I see this thing and it's dark. And I'm still looking at it. I'm going, what the hell is that? And it kept walking like toward us. And so my mom looked and she just stiffened up and she grabbed my hand and was squeezing it. So we hid behind this big tree and bushes. And it got closer and closer and we saw this thing. And it wasn't a bear. First we thought it was a bear. And then I thought maybe it was a person in some kind of native dress as like a kachina. And I'm going like, what are they doing way out here? And I'm thinking like, well, we're on the other side of Zuni Mountains. Maybe someone's on a pilgrimage of some sort. But that wasn't what it was. The closer it got, the bigger it got. And I noticed how furry this person thing was. And it kept walking and my mom was just shaking. And it just kept going like just past us. And we're hiding behind the tree and I'm looking at my brother and he's got his rifle down just in case it turns around and looks at us or whatever. We didn't know what it was going to do. We didn't know what the fuck it was. It was just scary. And it just like stunned you because you're like thinking in your head, what the hell was that? What is that? That's what I kept saying in my head. What is that? What is that? And I'm looking at my mom, and so we're backing up a little around the tree as it passes the tree and it walks past us. And you could smell it. It smelled bad. It smelled, to me, the smell was like a wet dog and like molted leaves, you know, like when mulch. It smelled like that to me. And it did smell less because it was downwind, so we got a good whiff of that, whatever it was. And it passed us, and my brother's going around the tree so he wouldn't see him. And he reaches this other tree, and the boughs of the tree were way up there. I mean, high. You would need a ladder to climb up there to pull. He's walked up there, just snatched a branch off, and he just, like, pulled the cedar off of it. And he started rubbing his hands in it, and it's like he had something in his hands. I don't know what it was. And he kept looking at it and smelling it, and then he kept trying to take it off. Then he turns, and he starts walking straight up, away from us. And we're just all with our eyes and our mouth open, and like, what the F was that? We just kept saying, and my brother looked at me, and I looked at him. He just said, like, he looked at me, and he said, put his hand up, he said, like, wait, wait. And so he got further and further away from us. My brother said, run. So my mom and I took off running. My mom let go of my hand, and she was way in front of me. And I'm trying to catch up to her.
You got her. Okay, I want to say a little side note. My grandma was a senior Olympian, and that woman could run.
Yeah.
She could fucking run.
So my brother, I look at him. He goes, I'm going to go tell Dad. So he takes off running the other way, away from this thing. So we run back to our camp. I grabbed the thermos that we left behind. And we jumped into the truck, and the truck was facing toward where we came from, so we could see whatever it was. And we had guns on us. I had a pistol, and my mom had a rifle. But we were just so scared, we didn't know what the hell that thing was. And it wasn't a bear, I swear to you, on my mom and dad's grave, what I'm telling you is the truth. Once again, I did not know what it was. So, never dawned on us to think of anything other than it was some kind of being. But you know, I was asking, my mom was like, when we got in the truck, she was like shocked. I kept asking her, Mama, what was that thing? She kept saying, I don't know. I said, what do you think it was? So she goes, you know, a long time ago, the old folks used to tell us to stay nearby when we used to camp out and when we went to go collect pinyons and medicines and stuff. A long time ago, they would tell us, like, not to go too far because there was these kind of people who would come and snatch you, and then you would be lost because they could never find you. So she's going, these are people, she said it, and I'm going to say it in my native language. She said, which means these are people from that were already here from long ago. That's what she called them, people. So we're sitting there just freaking out, and that's all we could think was, like, what the hell was that? What the hell was that? And then all of a sudden, I didn't see my dad walking. He came behind the truck, and he came by the side where I was sitting, by the driver's side. And he looked, and I screamed, because I didn't know if it was that damn thing. I mean, I screamed so loud. I made him scream. I made my mother scream. My brother comes running with his rifle. And he goes, what happened? What happened? And my dad was just, open the door. I said, no, I wouldn't let my dad. It took him about maybe 15, 20 minutes to convince me to open the door. And then when I did open the door, he asked us point blank, what did you see? And we told him what we saw. And he just looked. He said, are you sure? He goes, I go, Daddy, it wasn't a bear, because if it was a bear, it would have tried to attack us already. And this thing was just so big and hairy, and it was like a blackish brown. That's what I thought. It was a kachina, because I thought the wisps of his fur was feathers, and it wasn't. It was fur. And then when it got into the sun, we could see it was like a darkish brownish black color walking away from us. And it didn't, like I said, it didn't smell us, because we were downwind from it. And he was like up. So when the wind was coming there, he didn't smell us at all, which was, we were lucky, I think. Anyway, we didn't tell nobody nothing. My dad said, don't say nothing to the rest of the guys. That they all came back, so we finished doing dinner, and we ate, and my mom and then we kept looking around, because it started getting dark. And I said, my mom goes, let's go get ready for bed. Let's go into the camper. So that's what we did. So we're sitting there talking. And she goes, I'm scared. I said, so am I. I go, she goes, what did we see? I go, I don't know, Mom. I still, I don't know. I go, I said, we should just leave. I said, we should leave in the morning and go find camp somewhere else. So we started going to bed, and my mom just was getting ready to turn the lantern off, when all of a sudden our camper shook. I mean, it shook hard. And my mom, I fell off where I was sleeping at, and my mom fell too, and she hurt her elbow. Oh my God, that pissed me off so bad. I didn't care what, I said, I thought it was the boys playing a joke or something. I thought maybe my brother had said something to them and they were trying to scare us, but no, it wasn't. So I popped out the back door and I'm fucking cussing and yelling and screaming. And my dad tries to get out of the tent, and he couldn't, his zipper got stuck. So he had to cut it with a knife, and he comes fighting. The rest of the guys are way over there on the other side, and here they standing out there running toward us with their guns, and they're all like in their long johns, and it was kind of cold that night. And all of us, and then I see my little nephew, Franklin, and he's standing there. He's going, what is it? He goes, what's the matter? What happened? And then he got scared, because nobody, like I said, I did not know that my brother did not tell them. He did not tell them. So what shook the camper? Later on that night, we heard a big old thud. I mean, like something hit the truck hard. My dad got up, because he said he was going to sleep in the front part of the truck. So he was laying there, and he heard it. He heard the thud. And he got up, and he had a big old flashlight, and he caught my brother. So him and my brother were looking around, and right there by the where the wheel goes, there was a big old giant smash in, and there was a big old boulder right by there that wasn't there before. And my dad goes, stay in here, don't come out, just stay in here. And then the other guys were going, what's going on, Grandpa? And he goes, nothing. He goes, you guys go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep. He goes, I'll see you guys in the morning. And then my brother looked at him, and then my nephew said, I want to sleep with Grandma and Auntie. And he goes, no. He goes, you got to stay with the men, because, you know. He goes, yeah, but there's a monster out here. I heard you guys say that. And so he stayed in the front with my dad. I believe he stayed in the, or he went back to his, I can't remember. I was just like so freaked out. So the next morning, we get up, and my dad says, yeah, we had a visitor last night. I go, well, what was it? And he goes, what do you think it was? I said, I don't know. Was it that thing we saw? Because no mention, let me get this true and straight to you guys, no mention was it ever said that it was a Bigfoot. Not, that thing did not cross our minds at all that that's what it was. My dad goes, What do you call that thing? Remember already a long time ago people were talking about that. And I'm like, what? I said, Bigfoot? And my brother just looked at me. He goes, that's what I said. He goes, do you think that's what it was? I go, well, I don't know what else to say what it was. And it just, to this day, it scares me. So that morning we packed up. And so my dad told the other guys, you know, oh, we're going to go somewhere else. And the boy said, okay, Grandpa, we're going to go towards Zuni. Zuni Mountains, we should find some deer over there. So they left. And then we followed, we packed up everything. And my mom and I were doing the food and all that stuff. And my dad said, just leave that stew there. Just leave that food there. He goes, what do you have in those bags? I said, just like cookies and fruit and stuff. He goes, put it on the ground. So that's what we did. And I'm looking at my mother. I'm going like, why? And my mom says, I'll tell you later. So we did that. And then being Native, we always give thanks. No matter where we are, that's how we were brought up. So we did our little pilgrimage there. We thanked the forest for being there for us and for having us there. And we apologized to whatever that thing was for messing us around its home, or we did not know you were there. We didn't know we were intruding. So we left. And we were going down a hill and everything. So we ended up this little town, a little place called Pie Town. It's like a mom and pop shop. And my dad goes in there because we gave all the food away, right? So we're starving. So it's just my dad, my mom, and my brother, and my nephew. So we're riding back and everything, and my dad stops. He goes, I'm going to stop and get us something to eat. He says, I'm hungry. So he went in there, and there was hunters in there. And they were all getting ready to leave too. And they said, hey, Chief, did you get anything? My dad goes, no. He says, we couldn't find anything out there. And the other hunters who were like white guys and Spanish guys, and they go hunting out there apparently. They go, we couldn't find shit either. There was no droppings, no nothing. Whatever was out there chased them up into the mountains. He says, I heard stories. He says, did you see anything? And my dad said, no. Just told him no. He didn't want to say anything. But that, and then after that, we went home. And my dad told me and my brother and my mom not to ever talk about it again. But I'm going to tell you something. It leaves a scar on you. It's something that you don't forget. You know, like, was it a blessing or was it something that just scared the shit out of you for the rest of your life when you think about it and you hear other people talk about it? So not too long ago, I kind of got interested in it again. So I looked up a lot of stuff. I saw videos on YouTube. And some of the stuff I saw matched what we saw. And I was telling my daughter, I said, you know, you heard the story yourself from your uncle. But, you know, he passed last year. So that just makes me the only one left to tell this story of what we saw that day. And I believe we saw the Sasquatch, or the human that were there before already. That's what I saw, and I swear this on my mom and dad's grave. And I just wanted to say, tell you guys, be careful out there when you go. Don't go looking for something you don't want to see, because we were not expecting what we saw. I mean, it to me is a blessing, because I was very fortunate to see what I saw. And there was only two other people who saw it besides me. That was my mother and my brother, who are both gone now. So I passed this on to my daughter, and it was scary, amazing, and just out and out, like, what the hell? And to this day, I still say, what the fuck did I see? What was that damn thing? So that's my story, people. I hope you enjoy it, and it's a true story. Believe me, it's true. I wish you all well. Stay safe out there. Be safe out there. Always watch your back. Thank you, and good night.
So that's my mom's story, guys. Like you said, growing up the way we did, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes bump in the night, and sometimes we see things that we least expect it. But this was her account, and it's true, because I've heard it from both my mom, my uncle, and my grandma. I wanted to get it on record, so I don't lose this story, I don't lose it, and I'll have her record a different one on for my listening ears. But I wanted to share this with you guys, because we've been watching a lot of like real encounter type stuff, and then there's some clips of some people telling us, like, I'm not sure about people telling their encounters and what they saw, and it, like my mom said, it matched it to a T, and the experience is terrifying. But this is the newest episode, the new episode I'm gonna be uploading, so you can find this on all platforms that I'm available on. So with that, guys, being said, thank you for listening, tuning in. I hope y'all are having a safe beginning of the month. Hope your April Fools wasn't that crazy. And
no way,
I know, right?
I'm scared of Jesus out of me. I tell you, to this day, when I hear about shit like that, and I hear people's like accounts of what they saw, you know, I don't know what they would have done if it saw us. That's my thing that I'm scared of, and I hear other people say they take off because they're afraid.
I mean, I think they would be afraid because, like, they haven't encountered.
I think he got angry with us because
you
were
in the area.
In his area, yeah, he probably was. That was his hunting ground or whatever.
Didn't you guys say that smell was kind of protruding everywhere?
Yeah, the night that my dad goes, what is that smell after? The camper shook, and when I jumped out, and my mom was like freaking out, just standing there. She's going like, "What was that?" She was holding her arm. Poor thing, it shook so hard she fell, and she hurt her elbow. And my dad goes, "What was that? What's that damn smell?" And so we knew that that's what it was, or he knew, and he also said there was footprints. He saw the footprints the next morning. Because it had we didn't know what to call it or what to say about it.
Yeah.
It was just something that came out of nowhere. I mean, and then we're thinking to ourselves, it had to be the real thing. Like, who in the fucking hell will go out there during hunting time wearing a fucking monkey suit and hire somebody that's 7-8 feet tall to wear that damn thing, walking around point blank? We could have shot it.
With the risk of getting killed.
Exactly. We could have shot it. You know, but what was the purpose of that? We don't just go out there being natives just to shoot and hunt whatever we don't understand.
Yeah.
It was just some kind of a being that was there, like my mother said, people from a long time ago. And that was there for us. And we were intruders. So that's how I see it. But like I said, who the hell would go out there wearing a big-ass monkey suit like that and walking around, you know, with the smell and everything else, you know, that strength? Yeah, tell me again.
Extra musk.
Oh, my God. Yeah, extra musk. That's what it was. It was wearing extra musk that day. And, but scary. I mean, it's just, to my dying day, I was still claiming the story is true. And even after that, it is true. My nephew Frank remembers. He remembered. He asked me to tell the story, which I was reluctant to, because we kind of made like a pact. My mother, my brother, my father, we kind of made like a little pact saying we didn't talk about it again, because people won't believe you. But after a while, you know, you start thinking about it, and, you know, it made me feel better to think, you know, not to talk about it, because it kind of brought back, like, fond memories of having a good time. But before that, yeah, you know, after that, I'm not, like, just scared of everything. I wouldn't even go outside my mom's backyard to go get clothes in the evening. So I kept thinking I saw that damn thing by the chicken coop. I swear to God.
You probably did.
It just like scars you. That's what I'm saying. Like when something scares you and there's no explanation besides was it real or not real? It does something to you. Kind of gives you this like, what, I don't know how to say it, but in our native way, I can't explain it, but it's something that the old folks used to tell us. It's almost like seeing is believing. And nobody even said anything about a Bigfoot. Nothing was even brought up about that. You know, that's the funny part of it. We didn't even say it. My dad just kept saying it was like my mom called it humans before us. She didn't mention no Sasquatch. She didn't mention no Bigfoot. The only way we kind of thought about that's what it was when we made it home. And my brother and I were talking and we sat there and I said, do you think that's what it was? And he goes, it had to be. It had to be. He said, what else could it have been? I said, I don't know. And that's why we came up with that theory about who's crazy enough to walk around the forest, furry, costume on, 7 feet tall, and, you know, smelly, and scared the shit out of you, you know, like, yeah. And none of us even went to the bathroom anymore after that. I said, I'm gonna wait till I get home. I said, I was scared to death. So anyway, that was my story.
Alright guys, with that being said, I'm gonna end it here. So, I hope you like this little tidbit of truth. So, new episodes will be streaming in a couple weeks or so. I'm still on my little hiatus, I just wanted to post the story. But, oh yeah, and then like my brother Ben had told us when we were driving to Albuquerque, I'm gonna tell his story real quick. It was around Halloween when we were still in high school. Yeah, it was. It was during high school because that was when his nephew was still little.
He was with his sister.
Yeah. He was with his sister and his nephew when they were going trick or treating one night.
No, they were driving from Hawaii store.
Were they?
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. They were coming back from commercial. And you know how they have to climb up the whole hill?
Yeah.
And they kind of live way up there on top of
trailer.
Almost close to
their house. Y'all know, they have their house. Their house is pretty crazy, but it's big. You have to be there to see it.
But anyway, they were coming from the store. And he said that they were just talking, jamming, and then they were like, they weren't drinking or anything because there's no drinking on the res. If you get caught, you go to jail. No ifs or buts about it. So, anyway, he was saying that they were out talking and his sister was driving, so you have to cross this cattle guard in order to, you know, get on the other road going towards your house, which is kind of like a dirt road. And he said all of a sudden the sister just stepped on the brakes and the car skidded on the sand. And they're all looking at her and they're going like, what the hell's wrong with you? She just stood there and she just stared out the front windshield. This is like before, the sun was going down, so she had to have her lights on. And she just said, look. And they looked and they saw this thing walk across the road in front of them. Two steps and he was on the other side. She said, and it just looked at them and then it just turned around and kept walking back to the other side of the... I said, where do you think it was going? And he goes, I don't know. He says, but we called ass back home and we told our mom. And our mom said, lock up the dogs and stuff. She says, I don't know. Maybe if that's something, I've been hearing something going through the sheds outside. You know, just make sure that the chickens are all, everything's all tidied up out there and all that stuff. She said, I've been hearing noises at night. She says, don't you guys go out no more. So... He said, that's what they saw. He says, I believe we saw Sasquatch, because they live closely to the forest area.
Yeah. Then we kind of cracked a joke and said it was our friend Alfred, because he's like fucking a tall-ass giant. We started laughing.
Yeah,
he's We're all, what are you doing walking back around? And we're like, okay, yeah.
And there was no lights.
There's no lights.
In the reservation up there, there's no lights. So...
No street lamps or anything like that.
So all they saw was what they saw through their lights from the car, scared the crap out of them. That's what you get. So they don't go out at nighttime anymore.
I don't think we all, like, when we're back home, you know, we don't go out, like, at night. It's too scary. Like, when I had my truck, rest in peace, Pony Boy. But, my brother-in-law had my truck with LED lights, and them shits were bright as hell. So one night, me and my brother are coming back from McDonald's. We did a Mickey D's run, and we're driving, and I turn on my brights because it's, like, hella dark, and my low lights are, like, you know, still bright, but I turn on my brights. We saw an elk crossing the road. Yeah. I was all, look. I stopped and let it cross. It just stood there for, like, a good, like, minute and a half. And then, like, let its let its cows walk by. You know, it was, like, three of them. So, look at it. So, we were cracking some really lewd jokes. Well, it's because we're saying his hoes are crossing the street. Well, we're saying all kinds of things. Yeah, he's putting his hoes to work. We're just talking all kinds of shit. And then, it passed, and we just went back, and then just driving through over there, you just see everything, and, like, all these fucking animals crawling, like, coming out of nowhere. I'm like, what the hell? Just seeing, like, random-ass wild dogs go across and all this shit. I don't even know if there were dogs or not. Could be people. We don't know.
Don't say that. That's scary.
Well, we were on a reservation, so I'm just throwing that out there. We all know that. And but, yeah, it's just, like, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of things that go bumping at night, and then there's things that, you know, you're not supposed to see, but you see anyways. And seeing that, you know, that my mom and my uncle and my grandma, my saw that, they were witnesses to something really is actually, like, what you consider a phenomena. And, like, people don't want to believe it's real, but there's evidence, there's clear evidence that it is.
Yeah.
But those people that do that, searching for Bigfoot or
exploring, find it?
That's my one question. Like, what are they going to do if they actually do find a Sasquatch? Are they going to kill it and dissect it for what purpose? Like, what's the purpose of killing something that you're looking for? My grandpa always said, never look for something, I mean, you're gonna be sorry that you found it, or you're gonna be like, yeah. Or if it finds you, it's gonna be worse.
Yep.
And it's just like kind of like a mind fuck when you think about it.
Ah, fucker. Oh, sorry.
The kid just scared my mom.
Damn, that scared me. You little shit. Oh shit, we're still recording. I'm sorry.
Right,
grandma don't usually cuss a lot.
Yeah, so yeah.
I heard you guys
talking. I've been talking about that, like, kind of like this, like,
you're an ass. I was like hearing it the whole time, so.
Okay.
Now,
you stop that too, crazy gas cat.
She just jumps all hard. I was almost falling off.
There's some ribs in there.
Yes, yeah, so we were.
And burnt potatoes. I kind of burnt it. I don't know. I was too concentrated on this one. Then your mom surprised me by putting me on the radio.
So yeah, guys. I mean, like I was saying, it's like a mind fuck when you think about it. If you start going and looking for something that, you know, is there, but it's not there. You know what I mean? It's like ghost hunters, ghost adventures, all these paranormal activity searching shows, like. Don't get me wrong, I have mad respect for the people that actually go look for the evidence, but there's some that people that fake the evidence. So you're kind of like on a whole balance of, is it real or is it not? But with Bigfoot, it's like...
Michael. Our other friend, Michael Lemon on Mescalero.
No, it's not Michael, it's John.
I mean John.
Okay, so when the whole thing was going on with the whole Bigfoot thing, when we used to work with we had a coworker named John Woodman who lived in, who was, like, from Escalero.
Yeah.
He went down to go visit his grandma, and, she has, like, a, like, everybody on the, some people have farm animals on the reservoir, on their lands and whatever, you know, like, hogs, goats, chickens, ducks, sheep, what have you. So he sends me a video clip, or a recording of, like, a howling noise. I wish I still had that phone. I don't have it. I got lost in a move. I don't know what the hell happened to it.
It still happened. I got all those phones.
Oh, yeah. One of them has it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the howling noise is what gets me. I played it, and I've never seen my mom turn white as a sheet. Like, she literally just, like, turned stark white, and she turned gray, and I was like, are you okay? And she said, what the fuck is that? And I told her, and then she said, that's what we heard that night when we saw that thing. And she freaked out, went in panic mode, and then had to ask John, you know, where did you record that? Where was this, like, where was this at? He said, this is at the backyard of my grandma's house. What had happened was, the next morning, they went to go check their animals. One of their hogs was torn to pieces, like, ripped in half. It was, like, ripped in half, and, like, literally, it wasn't even eaten or anything. It was just torn in half. And we were like, what the fuck? Like what would do that?
Half of it was gone.
Like, so it took half of it. Yeah, it was like one of the big grandpapa hugs. And like, that fucker was huge. And they were like wondering what the hell happened to like the half of it. One half was gone. So it was just like a crazy thing. And everyone was like, holy shit. Because it was me and some other people that he sent it to, because he knew we were like into weird shit. And he was like, ask what our thoughts about it was, and I was like, that sounds like a fucking like a Bigfoot, because we heard, you know, we see shows and it shows like the supposed howler noises that it makes or whatever, and even if you look on Navajo Cops, they have a thing called the howler, but it's actually we don't know what it is. They said it's a Yanni, but they said it's a yowler or whatever, howler, whatever. And
talk about
yeah. Kids. Anyways, so.
That's
what you're scared of. So yeah, no, you know, like I said, like people who look for that type of stuff, like I like that investigating Bigfoot, that show Exploration Bigfoot.
Even if they fake it, so stupid.
Exploration Bigfoot is like.
Not what I saw.
Yeah.
Like,
you know how like how they have like the thermal cameras and all this stuff looking for Bigfoot. My thing is, if they see it, what are they going to do? Are they going to, like, tranquilize it? Are they going to shoot it? Are they going to put it in the zoo?
I don't see anybody having a gun on there.
No.
It's got to be fake because I ain't going on no damn forest looking for something without some kind of a weapon. What are you going to do? Hit it with your camera or spray it with your bug spray? No. You know?
Spray it with bear mace.
I don't know if they even have that. I seen one episode where they did have bear mace because they were in a country where there was bears.
Yeah. And if they're looking for stuff like that, like, you gotta...
What do you want it for?
That's my question.
What is your purpose?
That's one of my other big questions, too, is, like, okay, you have these shows... Like, you have shows like this.
No.
You have shows that... They're gonna probably put it up in the fucking museum and say, oh, look, we caught Bigfoot. What if there's more out there? You don't know that. Well, it can't be just be one. It's gotta be more than one.
Yeah, but, because if they've been here around here for
a long time.
Hundreds of years and all that, you know they had to die off, and there's probably some kind of a.
Probably still some artists.
Still, I mean, no, they have families.
Yeah, they have families.
Because I've heard stories where this man said he saw a big one and a little one, and one had like tits, so it had to be a mama one. You know, or whatever, and they've taken pictures of them. And if you ever notice that it's just weird that the pictures they take are always fuzzy.
Yeah, like they're out of focus and stuff like that. And you see like the footage where you know that the infamous Bigfoot clip, the one walking, that was debunked, and the costume was in a guy's fucking garage for years.
No, it's true.
Oh, that one. Yeah, and then there's like another bunch.
That's where it all
started,
because they didn't know what the hell it
was. And then there's a bunch of other things, you know, like goes on. And then like, why just one Bigfoot? Why just like just for Bigfoot? Why can't they look for the other types of urban legend myths? Like, why can't they go look for the Mothman or the Jersey Devil? Why don't they go look for the Menehunes in Hawaii? But then again, you can't fuck with the Menehunes because they're like little people. They'll mess with you too. And if you know, you know. If you know about little people, you know about little people.
Yeah,
it's a native thing. And It's like people saying that, you know, there's fairies. It's why people keep iron around their houses. Yeah, that's why people keep iron around their house, so fays don't come and mess with you.
Yeah, and there's always traps around
too. Yeah, never fall for rings of mushrooms, because those are fairy houses.
Oh yeah, there was one around high school, and there's this one little boy. I think he was in the first grade. He fell for one, and like the next day he never came back. Yeah. Why didn't he come back?
The kid moved away.
Besides, there was like a firefly around there too. So
and how old were you when you saw this? Kindergarten?
The kindergarten.
The kid moved away.
Oh my god.
But yeah, there's certain myths. There's certain myths and legends that people do listen to and follow, and it's like, okay, so we have the myth and the legends, they're both the same, but what makes it fact or fiction? Fact meaning that there's actual base solid evidence, and fiction is like, you know, hearsay. Then you have people with the creepypasta shit. Then you have like Jeff the Killer and all this other shit and whatever, but you or Eyeless Jack, Smile Dog, all that shit, and then it goes into a whole mutated.
And the two girls thing, like the Slipping Man.
Oh god, and then you have people with the internet hysteria, like the Slender Man killings and all this other shit. And the funny thing was that. Oh my god, you and that damn thing, you used to draw it all the fucking time. Slender Man, remember? She kept calling it Skinny Mime instead of Slender Man. And then she would crack up, and she's like, and then she would start drawing weird shit. And when she drew me a dragon, and then she drew me, what the hell did she draw me?
Godzilla.
And I had it in my locker at work for like the longest time, and Deadpool riding a unicorn. That was like my favorite drawing. Anyways, we're gonna end this on a note. So,
is it fact or fiction? I mean,
hurt by
my story. I swear on the graves of my parents. That was what I saw. It's true. And when you're out in the forest, you know, if you're out in the woods and over there, you know, because you're not gonna expect to see something. Be careful of it, because there are bears and there are mountain lions. Because everyone's like building on their damn turfs and shit. Yeah, they're coming down from the mountains.
Just because it's fuzzy and has a tail and has cute little ears does not give you the right to go pss, 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 pss to it. That's a murder kitten.
Yeah.
That's a murder kitten with death mittens.
Killer baby.
Yeah.
Killer babies.
So you guys be safe out there, and tune in the next couple weeks. I'll be having some fresh episodes up. I'm still uploading old episodes from when I had the Odd Squad with me. There's some new true crime cases coming up, and yes, unfortunately I will be talking about Ruby Frankie, because I've been reading into that bitch. Oh my god. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was released from prison not too long ago, and when she was released from prison, she was with her now going to be ex-husband, and she filed for divorce.
Why, you got mad at her?
That's
because
crazy.
She has a My OnlyFans page.
Oh, yeah. She's got an OnlyFans page. Not only that, she got a matching tattoo with her ex-fiancé before she married this one. That one guy she's going to divorce now is another guy before him. Anyways, yeah.
That killed her mom?
No. No. Nicholas Godejohn is a lifer. Like, there's no way of him getting out at all, period. I hate to say this, but there was memes going around TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. They were comparing Gypsy Rose's future ex-husband to Dee Dee Blanchard. They're saying that there was facial similarities, body mass similarities. They said that he looked like her mom. So there was wondering if that was her brother or not. That was like kind of like maybe because she probably having like a secret minor.
Why did they meet?
Like prison pen pals or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Dear Darla, I like you.
Dear Darla, you're stupid, but you're stupid. Between my toes. Whoa.
No, like, for real. She literally
dumped her ex-husband. Let's see, let me pop this thingy up. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Oh, yeah. Gypsy Rose Blanchard files for divorce from Ryan. His name is Ryan Anderson. And apparently this is... he had his... he broke his silence on the whole matter. And he said... he's actually... Ryan Anderson is a special education teacher. FYI. I'm not going to say anything. Okay, so... He had posted a video on TikTok and on Instagram where he thanked followers for their support and revealed that they would see what really happened with the upcoming Lifetime show with the former couple that had been filming for a while. Blanchard announced her split on social media on March 28th before spending time with ex-fiancé Ken Urquhart days to follow. Blanchard was recently released from the Chillicothe Correctional Center in Missouri, where she was in prison for more than 8 years after plotting with her then-boyfriend, Nick Gottejohn, to murder her mom, Dee Dee Blanchard. Hey, everybody, just wanted to say thank y'all for the support and the nice messages I've been getting from people and your Sam Beginnings video. I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. And then he said to the camera before adding, y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot, so stay tuned for that. He continued, he just wanted to thank everybody for support. If you support me, follow me, I will post more stuff eventually. I'm just hanging in there. And I want to say thank y'all to everybody and God bless. So, because he's probably under contract, he can't really say what happens until, yeah. And then there was a scene that was shown on whatever. It says Anderson had been banging on the bathroom door during the incident where Blanchard had locked herself in there and he had got in Blanchard's face and screamed at her. Gypsy said that she was afraid that he was going to hit her. He didn't. Apparently, there was like a kind of like a DV type thing going on with them, but that's basically what it was. One of the reasons why. I mean, she was doing time for and all this other shit, and who knows. Yeah, so I'll get into that when I look into that one. So I'm going to cut it here, guys. Stay tuned for more. Follow my socials, Instagram at Silas Horror. I have a page on Facebook, Silas Horror. You can catch me on the Twitters, X, formerly known as Twitter, at Silas Horror. You can also catch my Snapchat, whatever you got. Any guys' suggestions, knock them down. You know, message me. Yeah, so... I'll check y'all soon. Stay safe out there, kitties. Bye.